Yo. Before we, I mean, I sing that every time when we start the podcast, but a little real talk quickly.
Real talk. Beep, 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 beep. Maybe that'll get us more listeners if we have a soundboard.
That's exactly what I want to address. No, since basically last summer, like almost a year now, not almost, but like 9 months, 8 months. We lost some listeners, which is fine, you know, but at some point the question comes along, like, do you want to continue for the base that you have right now? I mean, the thing is, we want to, but at the same time, it's like, is it worth it to continue? And also, it's not super easy to find time to record a podcast with the baby. It's
I mean,
possible,
the
but
thing is that will get easier once we can like have your mom look after her while we record, but that's not always possible right now, and
So, yeah, we have to, think about that. But in the meantime, while we think about that, what it means for the podcast, I mean, you know, the way you can help us is, you know, share the podcast, bring the word out, give us a good rating on Apple and on Spotify. It helps us a lot to get discovered by new people. Send episodes to friends or family or whatever that you think that they might, you know, like. And if you really want to show us your support, you can head over to a Patreon and, you know, subscribe there. You can do a free subscription, or, you know, a paid one. Say hi to Joe.
Hey, Joe.
And let's get into the episode.
Nothing.
Danielle had a fun idea for this podcast episode. I don't know if it works out. We'll see.
I mean, okay, so basically the idea is Never Have I Ever, which you probably saw already from the title. But obviously with never those who have played Never Have I Ever, it's either a drinking game or it's just like you hold up five fingers, and if you've done the thing that the person says they've never done, you put a finger down or you drink. And once all of your fingers are down, if you're playing a drinking game, you chug your drink, and otherwise you're out if you're not doing a drinking game. But I thought it could be fun to just prompt, like say all the Never Have I Ever prompts that we can think of or that we can find, because maybe they lead to like a fun story or something. And maybe it's just fun. Maybe we learn something about each other that we didn't know. So I don't know if it works. Maybe it's stupid.
Yeah,
But
the explanation was really pointless because people, I think, know what Never
I
Have I
don't know
Ever
that
is.
everybody knows what Never Have I Ever is.
People play it in kindergarten, Danielle.
In kindergarten?
Sure. Or in elementary
I didn't
school.
know what Never Have I Ever was until I was
Because you were a church girl.
19.
You're
A church girl?
Christian church girl protected by.
I'm kind of guessing because I'm a church girl, or I was a church girl, that I think maybe more church people know about Never Have I Ever than.
Yeah, because it's a way to for the devil to find out if
Yeah,
you've been naughty.
exactly.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Yeah, just start.
I should just start. Okay, never have I ever gone skinny dipping.
I did actually.
You did?
Yeah.
When did you go skinny dipping?
That was years ago.
In like a cold mountain lake or
No,
something? Well,
in
that's
a
good.
pool at my neighbor's house. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not
So
very
like with
exciting
friends or with
with all male friends. Was a sausage party.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I mean, I already said I've never gone skinny dipping.
Okay. When did you say that?
Just now.
What's up?
Never have I ever gone skinny dipping.
Would you say it like this when you have never done it, or what?
You sure?
And when have I done it, what do you say then?
You technically don't say it because otherwise you'd be putting down a finger yourself for your own never have I ever.
But then I can't do the things that I've done
It's
already.
Fine. You can do them. We're breaking the rules anyways.
Okay. Never have I ever lied on a resume.
I mean, sure, it hasn't everybody.
I actually never lied on a resume.
I actually don't think, now that I think of it, I don't think I have either, because what would I lie about? You have to put your employment history, and I was always so scared that they're actually going to contact my previous employers. So if I wrote something false, you know, what if they found out?
I mean, it's more about skills, I think, like the skills you have.
So I didn't like to lie about that either, because if they needed the particular skill that I was lying about.
Right, then you're fucked.
Then you're, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have either.
Okay. So fun.
You said it was a good idea. Maybe it gets fun. Maybe it's a really boring episode. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we completely delete it. Never have I ever creeped an ex on social media.
What's creep, like stalked or what?
Yeah, like checked in on, or like, you know, after a breakup that you are constantly checking their socials.
No, I didn't constantly, but I did check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to see if they're, you know, fine.
Okay. But not in a creepy way. Not in like a...
Nah, not in a creepy way.
What are they up to? I miss them.
Nah.
Who are they dating?
Yeah. Sending them messages.
Yeah, sure.
Like, hey, do you remember?
Huh?
Do you remember when we were dating? Hey, do you remember the picture I took from you? Hey, have you gotten my mail?
You looked really great in that outfit you were wearing the other day.
Yeah. I liked when you came out of the door and the sun fell on your head. Did I like that?
It's not creepy at all.
He's eating something.
He's eating the grass clippings from our shoes. We just went for a walk and we brought the bean with us. And he's, because it's all wet outside and we cut the grass yesterday, we tracked in a bunch of grass, and so he's not allowed in the office, so he's just sitting outside the office, but we can see him, and he's just laying down eating the grass clippings that fell off of our shoes.
Yeah. Okay. Never have I ever... That's boring. Faked sick from work.
Have you really never?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I did. Multiple times.
Me too.
I mean, the thing is, I only did it really at one workplace in the past.
Okay.
Because I just didn't like working there.
That was mostly my thing, too.
But, and nowadays I don't really, if I don't feel good, I'm calling in sick, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not.
I've never faked sick at, like, my current job. I've never faked sick there.
That's true, you did there.
But... Because I love working there. I love going there. But, yeah, sure. I mean, as a teenager, my first few jobs, they were just like, if I wanted to go do something other than work, like there was a party or like my friend invited me over to hang out or something, then I would typically call in sick. Because I just didn't.
Can't come today. I have.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
Didn't really give a shit. But the thing is, I was always terrified if I called in sick.
Yeah.
I was always terrified that like we had to do something where I couldn't possibly run into anybody that I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it like somehow got back to my boss, like, I saw you the other day, but I was supposed to be sick, you know?
I mean, you don't do that. You don't walk around somewhere.
I know, but we lived in a very small town.
Would I remember the phone calls? To my boss back then, I was like, "Hey, I'm morning. I don't feel good today. I think, I'm like congested. My throat hurts, and and I have a cough. I might not come in today. I'll talk to you tomorrow and see how I feel."
See, that's good. I was never good at that. I was bad at that aspect, but. I mean, I think I told the story on the podcast once. My brother and I used to try to call in sick to school, but it had to be your parents who called, and my brother really sounded like my dad, so he could do it really well. But I didn't sound old enough on the phone, and my brother one morning, he was like, man, I just really fucking don't want to go. Do you want to call? Should we call in? And I was like, sure. He called and he fucked up. Like, he said something wrong, but it was enough that they like kind of figured, okay, that was, you know, he didn't even get through. He hung up before he got through it. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, well, now you have to do it as mom. So, you know, not suspicious at all. Kid hangs up on the phone and then
suspicious.
3 seconds later, another person calls for the same two kids saying that they're sick. Yeah, we got caught on that one. And I don't think we did it again after that. But it was funny. Let's see if I can find a good one. Never have I ever snuck into a movie theater.
I never did.
Oh, you never
did? It's not really possible here. I mean, technically, I guess it's more possible than in the U.S. here. But nowadays, it's not.
Nowadays, not so much. When we were kids, I would say it was probably fairly easy to sneak into a movie theater.
Yeah, but nowadays, it's not super easy anymore.
Depending on the theater.
Even though, if the movie started already, I think it's super easy, actually. Especially at certain theaters, you could just walk in.
Yeah, I agree.
Sit down.
But again, I was such a good kid because I was so scared of getting caught doing things. Like, even if I would have snuck into a movie theater.
What would you do? They would throw you out.
Yeah, I know, but that was, like, for me, the worst possible thing that could
happen. Yeah, I also didn't want. I remember a friend used to work at a theater, and he said, because he did it multiple times, he said, you know, when the movie starts, we can just go in and sit somewhere.
Yeah.
And we did that a couple of times, and every time we did it, some of the people who worked there came to us and said, hey,
you wanted to see your tickets.
Those tickets are not sold. Show me your tickets. And then Philip had to explain, like, hey, now I'm working here as my friend, blah, blah. So back then they even went in and looked at the rows and looked, okay, is everybody there?
I think I've had my ticket checked once before, but I always had a ticket. It was never that I snuck in.
I got one. Yep. Never have I ever lied to a law enforcement officer.
I have not.
I think I did, actually. I'm pretty sure I did.
But I haven't had any encounters, really, where that would have been necessary.
But I did to protect the friend, I'm pretty sure. Like, I remember like when I was a teenager, they looked for someone or looked for something, and we just said no. We didn't know it was someone.
That sounds super shady.
Yeah.
In my head, it's like some murder case or something.
Nah, it's like, I think someone did something stupid or something. Okay. You know, nobody really would have been in trouble, but we said, nah, we didn't see anything or anything. Yeah.
Never have I ever been pulled over by the police.
I've been pulled over multiple times.
Really? Yeah. I've never.
I've been pulled over multiple times. I mean, here, you get pulled over when they, you know, do like those...
Yeah, I don't count like checks like that, like random checks.
Driving too fast.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've never like gotten a speeding ticket. I've never never.
Oh, I did.
Never been pulled over.
I did. Never have I ever used a fake ID.
Me either.
I did.
I like the way you play the game.
Where... Yeah, how should I say it? If I had done it.
No, technically you should. That's the thing. Technically you shouldn't, but it's fine.
But you said...
I know, but I think it's...
I used to fake it, but it was really bad.
So where did you get a fake ID?
No, I didn't get any. But when there's like this thing back in the day, I mean, you still get it, like the bicycle driving license. You do it like in preschool or in elementary school. And back then it was just written, like it was an official paper, but the date of birth and everything was written on it with like a pen. And so you could just easily forge it.
Yeah, but
that's what I did.
You would use a quote ID that you got in like preschool for a bicycle license.
So many people did it here.
And it worked?
Yeah, it worked. If you did it right.
How did that work? Is there a picture on it?
There's a picture on it. There is a...
Of you as like a 6-year-old?
I mean, like 8 or 9 year old, yeah. Yeah, that totally worked. I mean, imagine it's just like 4 or 5 years later, you're 15 or 14 and you want to get something that's 16 or older.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because the drinking age here is younger.
People, 16,
yeah.
People didn't really, you know that stuff. I mean, at some point they caught on. It's like, okay,
yeah, sure they did.
Young people fake their bicycle license ID. Which is stupid.
I feel like that shouldn't even be an accepted form of ID if it's literally a piece of paper that you could easily forge. Yeah, it's also Austria. I feel like they don't really care if you're two years now, under the drinking age and you're drinking beer.
Now he's eating dirt. Now they do. They totally do. And now I think it's not a piece of paper anymore. It's a plastic card, like almost every ID.
Okay. This one is a lie for me because I have, but never have I ever gotten a hickey.
I mean, I got a hickey. I got multiple hickeys.
Can we talk about hickeys? Like, what's the appeal? For some reason, as a teenager, it's like cool to have it. But at the same time, once you have it, you're constantly trying to hide it.
I remember, it was so stupid. I don't know if I ever told the story before, but I remember.
Also, doesn't feel good to get a hickey. Stupid. It's
stupid. I remember I was like, I don't know, 12, maybe 13 years old, and I was still very green. And
you were what?
Green. I mean, that's a thing that we say in Austria. Like, when you are very inexperienced with shit, you say you're very
prude.
Green. You're green behind the ears. That's what we say here.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to the grocery store for something, and there was my cousin Thomas was in line. He's 6 years older.
He's 40 this year, right?
Yeah, 6 years older.
I think he's 40 this year.
And he was standing at the line and with friends, and they were like, and he had like this massive hickey on his.
Uh-huh.
On his neck, and I was like, "Hey, what is that?" Like, asking super stupid, "What is that?" And they started laughing. Like,
"Oh, because you really didn't know what it was."
I really didn't know.
Oh.
And I don't remember when I really found out what it was.
Yeah, I don't. It's so weird because at the time, it was like a badge of honor, you know, if you had a hickey.
Yeah.
But I feel like. For guys, it was more so of a, like, they were less ashamed of it, so they would walk around with it totally fine. But
for girls,
it was like you needed makeup to like cover it up, or like a scarf. But if you wore a scarf and you kept it on in school, people would be like, "Oh, they probably have a hickey."
Yeah,
and you just have to be like, "No, I'm cold."
Yep.
Yeah, hickeys are stupid. Don't give somebody a hickey.
It's never dumb. Have I ever held a grudge longer than a year. I think you never did.
Held a grudge. I probably have. But more so as like a kid, like a young teen.
Sure, yeah.
This friend said that. But more than a year seems a little. I don't know. It's possible. It's definitely possible. And grudge as an adult, I don't really have grudges as an adult, but there are people that did something that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And. That always stuck with me, so I never liked that person again, but I don't feel like that's a grudge.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, I don't talk to those people anymore. Never have I ever stood a date up.
I never did.
You never did. I never did either. I don't think I've been stood up either. I don't think I've like set up a date with somebody and they didn't show.
Nah. I mean, what I've done, but not really date, but what I've done, I just canceled on people a half day before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always try to do it, like, if I canceled, I do it way before then. But I think I've done it an hour or 2 hours before, too.
Yeah.
Was that her?
That was me.
Never have I ever cut my own hair. I mean, I do cut my own hair.
You do cut your own hair. I do, too. Not all the time, but I used to quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, I started cutting my own hair with the pandemic. And
mm-hmm.
The thing is, I always thought, like, why should I pay now 30 or 35 bucks for 10 minutes under a razor? Or not razor, under a shaver, electric shaver, when I can do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I'm not as good. And if I want to look really nice for a special event or something, then I go to the hairdresser. But other than that, I don't see a point. Not that I like hairdressers and I get their profession and I know that they're underpaid. I totally understand that.
Yeah, but I also get it. Like, it's the same with the women's haircuts. It doesn't really matter if you get 6 inches cut off or if you get it trimmed. It costs the same.
Yeah.
So it's like for me, I mean, I almost never get my hair cut, maybe twice a year.
Yeah.
And that's more just because even if I don't get a drastic cut, it's just, it's nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's, I wouldn't otherwise, just like they always say, like, you should get it trimmed every 8 weeks to help keep it healthy.
Yeah.
Is what they say. And I'm like, yeah, if you did that though, yeah, it would be, it's like €100 each time because of all the products that they use and all of the, you know, they amp up the cost. Never have I ever had a crush on a best friend's significant other or a friend's significant other.
No, I've never had that.
Never?
No. I never had, let me think, but I never really had a friend where I was like, oh yeah, she's nice. No.
Okay.
No. I had friends where like, okay, she's really nice and I like her because she's a nice person, but never in a sexual way or form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I don't know. That's, I mean, I get it when it happens, and it's, I think it's totally normal.
Yeah, sure. I think so too. But I don't know that I have to. I mean, I'm sure that there's been like, I find a friend's significant other attractive, maybe, but like an actual crush. Yeah. And I'm excluding high school, kind of.
Yeah, sure.
Because, I mean, Libby and I dated basically all the same people in high school. But, yeah, I don't think other, like, in adulthood.
Never have I ever gotten a bedroom-related injury.
No, me neither.
Me neither. Yeah, never have I ever been on a talent show.
I auditioned for one.
You auditioned, yeah, but you haven't been on a talent show.
I mean, if you count being in the audience in the opening credits, then yes, because I remember we had to sing, it was for American Idol, which is a total scam, by the way, and they spent 2.5 hours of in the beginning where everybody's in this giant, you know, auditorium, and you have to learn a crowd song, which they will use, like, when they travel to each city, they introduce, like, here's the amount of people that came to audition, you know? And the crowd's always singing the same song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Katy Perry song. I don't remember what it was, but I hated it.
Probably Fireworks.
Nah, because it was in... No, I don't think so. It was, I think it was earlier.
Roar Like a Lion or whatever the song is called.
I don't remember, but it was 2008 or 9.
Yeah, that could...
But anyways, we had to sing a Katy Perry song.
Nice.
And they had to teach us the song because obviously not everybody knew the song. Mm-hmm. And we spent 2.5 hours working on a Katy Perry song that they will then have used maybe a 5-second clip of.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
That's how it is.
So technically, I was in that part of a talent show, but a televised talent show.
Never have I ever paid for adult content.
I have.
I never paid for adult content.
You printed.
I could have still paid for the picture. I did not.
I still find that so adorable and sweet. That I'm just going to let your secret out. But when Voithi was younger, like before there was like big access online to videos, like easy access...
There was access, but not if you had shitty internet and a shared computer.
Dial-up.
Yeah.
And he would find pictures of naked women, or maybe not even fully naked women, I guess, probably bikinis and stuff too, and like print them. And that would be like his porn, and it's great. I'm going to see what Bean just took. Hang on.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that. But to my defense, we had a shared computer, so everybody had access to the computer. And I was young. I had the internet. Like, we had the internet where we actually were able to do stuff. Not like the super slow thing anymore, but the thing where you have to dial in and the phone doesn't work, so you can't stay dialed in a long time. And, nope. Computer or TV or anything else in the house, and I was never like into magazines. I know that a lot of my friends had magazines.
Did your dad have a magazine stash?
I don't think so. I know that he had like some VHSs.
Your mom has porn.
My dad had two. I think he still does. But I, yeah. And so I had to, you know, get creative, and I printed some. And the sad thing about that is, first of all, we had a shitty printer. Second, it was black and white. So I had like shitty printout.
Did you color them in?
No. I did not color them in. No.
That'd be funny. No. Never have I ever found a dumb excuse to break up with somebody. No. Like, not a real excuse, no. Like an actual, like a stupid excuse.
I only do that when you're a child and when you don't know what you want. Never have I ever hit a parked car. I never did, but I got hit. I was the parked car.
Yeah.
I got hit twice, actually. Once by my mom, because she didn't look. Just crashed in a car in the driveway. And the second time...
Yeah, but you weren't in the car that time.
No.
We were on vacation.
It was parked. And the second time
was New Year's.
New Year's Eve. We just wanted to drive away, and she just backed into my car. Yeah, it was nice. Not my mom, but someone else. Almost the same. Like, it wasn't the same car, but it was almost the same space where those cars hit my parked car. I was like, damn it, that's not funny anymore. Yeah.
Never have I ever gone streaking.
I've never gone streaking. I mean, the thing is, it always appealed to me, kinda. But I don't know. No.
Libby and I did it once. But I don't know if we... I have to ask her if she remembers. But I don't know if we did it, like, legit. I feel like we just did it, like, we had a coat on or a jacket on or something and nothing underneath. And, like, walked through very dark streets in the middle of the night where nobody was. And, like, flashed. I
mean, wow.
And we were like, we're streaking.
Yeah.
I think that was the context, but I have to ask her. But technically, we've gone streaking.
Never, ever, ever lied about my relationship status.
I have.
I think I have too. I think so, but I...
But I could see you lying in the nice way, like, where you're not dating somebody and you say that you were.
Yeah, right.
I did it in the mean way where I wasn't dating.
Oh, wow.
I was dating somebody and I said that I wasn't.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, I did it where I was like, okay, but I did it in a way where I got asked like how many girlfriends I had already, and that's when I lied.
Ah, okay.
I did it in that way. Yeah.
Because you hadn't had any yet? Or... And you're like 10? She lives in Canada.
She's a model.
You wouldn't know her.
That's a picture of her. It's clearly a cut out of a magazine.
I was thinking of getting her some glamour shots for her birthday next year.
Yeah.
Never, and this is actually true, never have I ever screamed during a scary movie.
Oh, I did.
I know you have. You scream a lot during scary movies.
Oh.
But I never have actually screamed. Like, I get startled and I jump and I might gasp.
The thing is,
but I've never screamed.
Scary movies, not so much. Scary games, yes.
Mm-hmm. There have been some movies, though, where you...
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, if it's like a good jump scare, I think
you screamed once during Hereditary.
Could be, yeah.
And I think you screamed during Smile.
Could be.
Although there weren't many jump scares in Smile.
It was just super creepy. I did my...
We've seen a couple of our movies where I feel like you've screamed, but I don't scream during scary movies. It's really hard to get that far.
And never have I ever... where is it? God damn it. Threw up in public. Thrown up in public.
I have.
I did too. I did too.
Although public, I have to think about that. I threw up like in a restroom at a bar.
Yeah.
Many times. I don't know if I would consider that in public.
I mean, not really.
But like out on the street or something in public, I don't think I ever have. No.
Oh, I did. But not because of drinking, but because of being on like a ride on a fair and I puked. And it wasn't even a roller coaster. It was a super gentle ride. It's so easy I threw up. So one more each and then we're done with the shit.
Okay. If you have one, you can go. I'm going to try to find a good one for the last one.
Never have I ever fainted.
I have never fainted.
I fainted.
You told me that story, I think.
When I...
You were out with some people,
yeah, I was
right?
out with two friends and we got food and I had my wisdom teeth removed. With wisdom teeth removed, I think 2 days before that. Or a few days before that. And so we went out and we were eating food. And for some reason, I ordered hard shell tacos because I thought, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, it's fresh.
Hard shell tacos.
And with this fresh wound. And so the last bite, it was literally last bite. One of the corners of the hard shell taco got basically clenched into the wound.
Oh, that just gave me like a shiver.
It hurts. I still feel that pain.
You sure?
When I think about it. And it started bleeding, obviously. And at first I was like, okay, I'm fine. And then, we were done. So I stood up and I fainted immediately. I was like out.
Ah.
I fell on my, I think that was also a cause for my disc thing in my lower back. Mm-hmm. But I fell on my tailbone and thankfully not on my head. So I was still half there. But I remember waking up and my friend was over me. I was like, dude, you can. And they called the emergency and they came and, they took, measured everything. And then I had to sign something to not come with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, this is my last one. Never have I ever turned my underwear inside out.
Oh, I did.
To avoid washing them.
Oh, I did. I did, but I don't remember where it was, but I remember I had no access to another underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were somewhere as like on a school trip or something. And so I turned them inside out for half a day or something.
I'm sure I have, like as a kid, probably because I just didn't want to, or I didn't have any more and there was stuff in the laundry. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure I did. But as an adult, I've never done it.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, what a fun episode.
It wasn't as fun as I wanted it to be. Yeah. I was hoping it would be more interesting.
Nah, it's
but it was okay.
It's okay. We're still releasing it because we're suckers. No. Yeah, we meant everything what we said in the beginning. It's the thing is we really want to do it and we probably keep doing it, but we have to also think maybe we are cutting back a little bit in terms of how often we release episodes, and we also want to have more guests on again, and we'll try to pursue that because that also brought us more listeners, obviously. And if you have any ideas or if you have any suggestions or if you want to be a guest on a podcast, let us know and
About if we decide, there's a cat going up our stairs right now. I also thought if we decide to not continue,
mm-hmm.
If that maybe at some point, because I really enjoy doing a podcast. And so I thought, what if we just started a new podcast with completely different, like just start fresh and like completely change, like try to find a topic that did really well and expand on that. So, like movies, for example, our movie episodes tend to do fairly well, or just like entertainment in general, where it's like we talk about movies, we talk about books, we talk about, things like that. Or like shows and stuff that we're watching that we, I don't know.
I mean, it's been almost 200 episodes at this point, so yeah.
It's a lot, yeah.
Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Subscribe, rate the podcast, and head over to our Patreon and look and check out. You get things if you subscribe.
You do.
You say. Okay, that's it, everybody. Bye.
Watch out for deer.